Turning wild elk into a meal. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. My buddy Jared Secundo is an avid elk hunter who's had a lot of success in the field, and then we got into a little chat about what happens after he takes his animals.
Are you an accomplished chef?
Well, I'm learning. I thought I was an all right cook until I started trying to cook some of this wild game and some of the roasts and things. And, you know, it's a little more finicky than just cooking a pot roast or something like that.
You also have to learn to be a decent butcher, don't you, to be able to cut the cuts that you need?
Yeah, that's another thing that just comes with time, I guess. You know, you can only get so much practice in a year based on how much you're legally allowed to harvest. So, yeah, I mean, over the last few years, I try to make a point not to take any of my meat to the butcher. Sometimes if they're taking it, I'll take the trimmings in so they can grind it up and package it for me. But other than that, I do all the steaks and all the roasts and things like that myself.
I should also make note of the fact that Jared was strictly talking about elk in that conversation. However, it doesn't end there. Jared also hunts whitetail and mule deer, as well as black bear. I don't know about you, but if he ever invites me over for a bear steak or a bear rump roast, I think I will politely decline. But that's just me.
I sure hope you enjoyed this episode of Sportsman Spotlight. This is David Sparks saying, see you next time in the outdoors.